Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is My KUTX. I'm Art Levy. Each week on the show, we invite one of our favorite musicians to guest DJ for an hour. And this week, it's Jeff Klein of My Jerusalem. Stealing every moment of night. We were always love. Screaming just to feel like we're alive. Tears of a ticking time bomb. Mama, hold your baby inside. Just wondering if I could pull. My Jerusalem originally formed in New Orleans, but moved to Austin a few years ago. But the thing is, they don't really sound like either of these cities. I've always felt something kind of British and dark about their music, and that's perfect because Jeff Klein, he plays a lot of British and dark music over the next hour as our guest DJ. You're going to have to dial into your inner goth for this MyKUTX, but it's going to be a lot of fun. You can see the playlist for the next hour at our website, and while you're there, you can find more on My Jerusalem. They've got a new album out called A Little Death, and they're also the KUTX Artist of the Month. It's all at KUTX.org. Enjoy.
Hey, this is Jeff Klein from the band My Jerusalem, and this is My KUTX. For the next hour, I'm taking over your airwaves, if you're listening through the air and not your headphones. And I'm playing songs that I love and that have influenced both me and the band that I play in, both older and newer. The first song that I'm going to play, I like to think of music for myself as the soundtrack to my life, and other things that have great soundtracks are movies and TV shows, and my favorite introduction to a TV show theme song is actually the Twin Peaks theme song by Angelo Badalamenti. And he actually scores a lot of David Lynch's films, from Mulholland Drive to Blue Velvet, and is one of my favorite movie and film composers, movie and TV composers. So yeah, Twin Peaks theme song. Thank you. That was the theme song to David Lynch's Twin Peaks by Angelo Badalamenti. This is Jeff Klein of the band My Jerusalem, and you're listening to My KUTX. We have a brand new album out called A Little Death, and while making this album, one of the references that we kept going back to as far as, you know, sounds and vibe was David Bowie's Low album, the sadly departed now David Bowie. And one of my favorite songs on that album is Sound and Vision, for a lot of reasons, and one of them being I like the juxtaposition of it being sort of minimalist and a happy guitar line, but if you listen to his vocals and his lyrics, it's sort of a little bit more down and dour, and I sort of like when those two things rub up against each other to create a whole kind of different thing. So this is Sound and Vision by David Bowie. David Bowie, Sound and Vision. This is Jeff Klein of My Jerusalem, and this is my KUTX. This hour, KUTX has handed me the keys to the studio, and I'm playing whatever I want to play. And I want to play way more than an hour for you, but I'm only going to get an hour. So next up, we have Leonard Cohen, my favorite songwriter. Actually, it's probably a tie, but I'd say one of the most important songwriters there ever was. And there are a lot of go-to songs for Leonard Cohen. For a lot of people, it's Suzanne or Famous Blue Raincoat. For myself, it would be Chelsea Hotel No. 2 off of New Skin for the Old Ceremony, which the backstory actually is about an affair that he had with Janis Joplin. And just tone-wise and lyrically and delivery, it's just a great, great musical piece. So yeah, Leonard Cohen, Chelsea Hotel No. 2.
I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were talking so brave and so sweet, giving me head on the unmade bed while the limousines wait in the street. Those were the reasons, that was New York. We were running for the money and the flesh, and that was called love. For the workers in song, probably still is for those of them left. Yeah, but you got away, didn't you, babe? You just turn your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you. I need you, I don't need you. And all of them jiving around. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. You were famous, your heart was a legend. You told me again you preferred handsome men, but for me you would make an exception. And clenching your fist for the ones like us who are oppressed by the figures of beauty, you fixed yourself. You said, well, never mind, we are ugly, but we have the music. And then you got away, didn't you, baby? You just turned your back on the crowd. You got away, I never once heard you say, I need you, I don't need you. I need you, I don't need you. And all of that jiving around. I don't mean to suggest that I loved you the best. I can't keep track of each fallen robin. I remember you well in the Chelsea Hotel. That's all, I don't even think of you that often.
Leonard Cohen, Chelsea Hotel, number 2. This is Jeff Klein from the band My Jerusalem, and you're listening to some of my favorite songs and influences, and this is My KUTX. That song just still puts a lump in my throat every time I hear it. I love songs that are nostalgic and that are about relationships. I'm fascinated by relationships all the time. Moving on, this next song is Dark Entries by Bauhaus. We were lucky enough to actually go on tour opening for the Peter Murphy's Bauhaus 35th anniversary a few years ago, and have gone tour with them a few times since. And it's interesting with them being considered the godfathers of goth. And in his mind, speaking to him, he actually just felt like he was imitating Bowie, and he really was just a big glam rock fan, and it kind of took on its own snowballing name. And this song is just a very visceral, great song, and I hope you enjoy it. Bauhaus, Dark Entries.
Celestia turned on the town from old. The raven keys from old. The devil told. And watching well and feeding up a glass tray. A walking party track with the same old news to the officer's services. Exploitation of his finest work. People want fire pits of office curves, and he lays the vices his eye.
Godfathers of Goth Bauhaus with Dark Entries. This is Jeff Klein of My Jerusalem, and you're listening to My KUTX. I'm the guest DJ on KUTX Austin. Hope you're enjoying the music I'm picking for this hour, and you can see the playlist at KUTX.org. Coming up next, taking a little bit of a turn, is Ray Charles' Nighttime is the Right Time. My favorite songs to listen to are usually songs that either make you want to cry or fornicate. This actually might make you do both at the same time. It's that damn beautiful. So grab your partner, turn down the lights, and listen to a little Ray Charles. Nighttime is the right time.
I love now.
That is called baby making music right there. This is Ray Charles. Nighttime is the right time. And, you know, even the afternoon's the right time if you're listening to that song. This is Jeff Klein from the band My Jerusalem, and you're listening to My KUTX. My song choices that I want you to hear, that I think you need to hear. And this next song coming up is Edwyn Collins, A Girl Like You. This song is great because it kind of melts together my two favorite things, which is one being sort of post-punk new wave vibe and another being sort of more of a retro 60s throwback vibe, and combines it together just have its own unique sound. And it also, as a music nerd that I am, has the greatest guitar solo tone that I keep trying to replicate and never can. And it also has the drummer from the Sex Pistols playing vibes. So there you go. Whoever thought, Sex Pistols and vibes. And you might know it actually from the Empire Records soundtrack, but I'm not going to admit to you that that's how I know it. Edwyn Collins, A Girl Like You. That guitar sound never gets old to me. That was Edwin Collins, formerly of the band Orange Juice, going out on his own solo, A Girl Like You, from the Empire Records soundtrack, as well as, I think, Charlie's Angels, actually. Bad movies, great song. Anyway, this is Jeff Klein from the band My Jerusalem, and this is My KUTX. I'm going to be playing you an hour of tearjerkers, heartstoppers, and panty droppers. Anyway, next up, this is Neil Diamond, Juliet. Growing up as a young Jewish boy in New York, my grandparents listened to a lot of Neil Diamond. Basically, when you're born, they give you a bottle of Manischewitz, a slice of pizza, and a Neil Diamond record. That's what happens when you're a young boy growing up in a Jewish household in New York. As far as Neil Diamond, it took me a while to kind of assimilate to what I was listening to, but this song, Juliet, actually, I almost find it almost in tune to being sort of like a, almost a Leonard Cohen-esque song, and I'm a sucker for love songs, and this is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful recording, one of the greatest sounding recordings, I think, and a great love song, and it's Neil Diamond, Juliet.
Juliet, I've been waiting for so long for you to come by. How I've been needing you, Juliet. Wrapped up all in daydreams, but daydreams won't fill the night time, and I'm so glad I found Juliet. Na 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 na. Turn your eyes on me, girl, wandering round inside a grown man, no more than a small boy, sweet Julian. Give up trying, and there you stood without your shoes on. You've gone and loved me, sweet Julian. Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Neil Diamond, Juliet, such a beautiful song and a great sounding recording. This is Jeff Klein of My Jerusalem, and this is My KUTX. I'm the guest DJ for this hour. If you miss any of the show or want to see my playlist, head to KUTX.org and look for My KUTX. Next up, we have one of my favorites that I try not to wear on my sleeve too much, Nick Cave of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. This is going to be Grinder Man, which is his side project with Warren Ellis and a couple of the other Bad Seeds. And something I enjoy a lot about Grinder Man is that it has a little bit more playfulness to it and a little less seriousness to it than some of the Bad Seeds recordings. There's just sort of a looseness and a smarminess that I really appreciate. And this is a song called Palaces of Montezuma, Grinder Man.
Thank you. psychedelic invocations. I met a hurry at the station. I give to you a Java princess of Hindu birth, a woman of flesh, a child of the earth. I give to you the handguns of Babylon, Miles Davis, the black unicorn. I give to you the palaces of Montezuma, the gardens of Akbar's tomb. I give to you the spider goddess and needle boy, the slave dwarves that they employ. I give to you a custard colored super dream of Ollie McGraw and Steve McQueen. I give to you. Come on, baby, let's get out of the cold. Give me, your precious love for me to hold. The epic of Gilgamesh, a pretty little black A-line dress. I give to you the spinal cord of JFK wrapped in Marilyn Monroe's negligee. I give to you. I want nothing in return, just the softest little breathless word. I ask a word contained in a grain of sand that can barely walk, can't even stand. I ask for you. Come on, baby, let's get out of the cold. Give me your precious love for me to hold. Come on.
Zuma by Grinderman off of the album Grinderman 2. This is Jeff Klein of My Jerusalem. This is my KUTX. Hopefully it's your KUTX as well. We're going to take another turn. This next song, as I was saying earlier, I always think of songs being the soundtracks to people's lives and music, and sometimes it's a lot more than that, and sometimes songs can be, you know, just sort of a document of time and social issues. And this next song, Strange Fruit, unfortunately is just as valid and important today as it was when it was written back in the 30s as a poem to protest against the racism that was going on in America, and sadly very relevant right now in what's going on in our country. And probably the most popular version is Billie Holiday's rendition, but my favorite and the one that really just socks me in the gut and rips my heart out is the Nina Simone version. Nina Simone, Strange Fruit.
Seven trees barren strange fruit, blood on the leaves, and blood at the roots. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. pastoral scene of the gallant South. Them big bulging eyes and the twisted mouth. Scent of magnolia, clean and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit. For the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the
Abel Mirapol poem, Strange Fruit, interpreted musically by Nina Simone. It's just devastating in an important and an amazing way. this is Jeff Klein of the band My Jerusalem, and you're listening to my KUTX, my favorite radio station ever in the world. I'm not just saying that because they're all looking at me right now, pointing guns at me, making sure I say it. As you'll notice with the songs that I'm playing over the hour, I'm really drawn to songs that either make you want to slit your wrists, make out, or dance around the room. And this song makes me want to do all three of those, and I think it'll do the same to you. My college obsession, and still a huge influence, The Cure. And this is the song Love Song off of the album Disintegration.
Ever are
Song by The Cure, one of my favorites. This is Jeff Klein of My Jerusalem, and this is my KUTX. This hour, KUTX has handed me the keys to the studio, and I am doing whatever it is I want to do. And right now, I want to play you another song. Again, I've been talking about how, you know, songs really soundtrack my life, and I'm sure your life as well. And if my life was directed by John Waters, I think this next song would probably be in the first scene. Jan Bradley, who was discovered by Curtis Mayfield, actually, did a few singles for Chess Records, and this is probably her most popular one. There weren't many. It's called Mama Didn't Lie, actually penned by Curtis Mayfield, and it's a fantastic, soulful song that almost borders on doo-wop at moments. Jan Bradley, Mama Didn't Lie.
Mama didn't lie. She didn't lie. Mama didn't lie. She didn't lie. Here comes that boy at the springs, making eyes at me again. Do they all think that I'm a toy to be played with by every boy? Will they all do think I will be caught by the wink of an eye? My mama didn't.
Mama didn't lie. I hope you guys were all slow dancing at home, but don't get too close. This is Jeff Klein of My Jerusalem, and this is my KUTX. Next up, I'm going to play you a song. I have never in my entire life ever made a mix for anybody that did not include my favorite band of all time, The Replacements, on it. And I like to try and be clever and mix up which Replacements song I play each time. Last time, I believe, I played Unsatisfied, my favorite song of all time. And this time, I'm going to follow that up with a little bit more energy and a little bit more tongue-in-cheek. And this is Hold My Life by The Replacements.
Yeah.
Hold My Life by The Replacements, the greatest band in the entire world, at least in my opinion. Lucky for you, I'm always right. This is Jeff Klein of My Jerusalem, wrapping up my hour as the guest DJ on KUTX. My Jerusalem, my band, has a new album out called A Little Death that just came out on Washington Square Records. And you can find it anywhere, actually, I think. Hopefully under your pillow, like the Tooth Fairy. You can find the full episode of my playlist at KUTX.org. Just look for My KUTX. I'm going to finish out the hour with a song by the composer Erik Satie. I like rituals. I depend on them a lot. And my ritual, one of them, one of the many, other people call it neuroses, I call it ritual. One of my OCD neuroses is every morning I listen to Erik Satie when I wake up in the morning. And many times when I go to sleep at night too. And this is going to be probably his most, easily his most famous piece. And I'm going to butcher the pronunciation. It's Gymnopédie number one, Gymnopédie. Okay, anyway, Gymnopédie number one, and it's performed by Roland Pontinen. I really saved the tongue twisters for the last. You know, I could have gotten off to a good start at the beginning. I didn't even look up the phonetics. Okay, anyway, Erik Satie, my favorite classical composer. And yeah, it's someone that you should actually seek out. If you have the chance to, because it's sometimes people say more with instrumental music than people ever could with words, and I definitely think that Satie is one of those. So thanks for having me. This is really one of my favorite places to be here at KUTX, KUTX.org, and this is Jeff Klein of My Jerusalem, My KUTX.